most people spend their entire life stressed without ever giving a single thought as to what it is they really want or what's important to them. See, I'm here to cut through all that noise, connecting you to yourself and the life that you were meant to live. I used to slave away at a corporate job that I hated, but I broke through the social norms and pursued my passion. As a result, I own my own coffee company, I'm an espresso sommelier, and I get to travel the world. You too can live a life that you love, but it starts with getting clear about what you want. It starts with a new decision. I'm your host, Donnie Rouse, and you are listening to the podcast, One Life. Donnie Rouse here. So if you've been watching these podcasts live, because I stream them live on YouTube and on Facebook before I ever post them on my podcast, you would have seen a bunch of these episodes going live at a time, four to be exact. And the reason for doing this is to get back in that habit of getting on here, sharing my experiences and adding value here. And so today, or this one here, is about exactly that. It's about an experience, and it's about overachievers, right? If you are an overachiever, chances are you are probably feeling stressed, you know, and you feel anxious because why? Because you take on more than you could handle, or at the very least, you're taking on too much and you're trying to cramp it into a small timeline. If this sounds like you, relax, because that is also me. And what I'm going to share with you here is some of the ambitions I had, as well as how one little rearrangement of priorities all of a sudden released a shit ton of stress and allowed me to do what I intended to do in the first place. Well, one, give value. Two, do things that I enjoy and have impact. And three, enjoy the process. So let's get to the, let me tell you a story about how this is, this way you could start to apply this to your own life. So before we even go further, if you are feeling anxious by even the mention of this conversation, then I want you to do this step first. Take a sheet of paper and I want you to just write down all the things that are going on currently in your life, the things that you must do, right? The projects that you have. And then listen to this and see if you could rearrange it and make it so that it makes sense and fits your life more. So yesterday I had an accountability call with my accountability crew, three people, and we were sharing what we wanted to be held accountable for. I was talking with my group and I was saying how I was feeling a little bit anxious because I had like all the stuff going on with the coffee company. And then I wanted to, my original intention was to launch my One Life Blueprint on October 4th. The problem though, was that I'm traveling to Asia on the 9th of October for 2 weeks. And then when I get back there, I'm moving down to Miami. So I was trying to, I believed that I could fit all of this into this tight timeline. When I spoke to my group, they're like, "Do you think you might want to rearrange this? You have the habit of taking on and trying to cram too many things into a short period of time." And when they said me that, like, I guess there was I had a feeling. I was like, you know what? I didn't want to change because in my mind, like saying or committing to a different timeline, because initially I wanted to do it by September 4th, committing to a different timeline was in a way for me, it was like, oh, I failed or I wasn't enough to complete this on time. And the reason, that was the main reason that I didn't want to move from that date of October 4th. But if I was honest with myself, I realized that, well, if I were to keep this date, one, I wouldn't be putting the best product out there. Two, it would be stressful, right? I'm going on vacation. I'm taking a trip. I'm doing a big move. Like adding that on top of this, I wouldn't be showing up the way I want to show up for the person who would be taking my One Life Blueprint. And on top of that, it's going to make the entire process stressful, which is defeats the entire reason I'm doing this in the first place, right? I want to have an impact and I want to enjoy the process. So I say, okay, I'll reevaluate it. And then I'll push it back. What I'll do is I'll offer the course to a select few on a kind of like on a challenge. And then I'll do the real launch January 15th because people will be looking to have change in their lives. And that would allow me the time to really work out all the kinks and to put my best foot forward. A few hours later, I had a call with my coach. And I shared with her, I'm like, well, I had an accountability call. And I told her I was still feeling a little bit uneasy about this new timeline. Because again, I was equating it with like, I said I was going to do it here. I didn't keep true to my word. And when I shared everything with my coach, she's like, well, yeah, you tend to be a little bit more ambitious. She's like, you're taking on a lot more than you can do. She's like, give yourself some time. Like, remember, why are you doing it in this first place? The reason why you're doing this is so you can enjoy the process, right? Your reason why you're doing it is because if you get meaning from it. It's not benefiting you or anyone involved when you're stressed, when you're not bringing your best self. And they just brought me to this awareness, you know, because I have said in the past that I may not be able to do everything, but I could certainly try. And I'm now starting to look at that and just think differently, because again, it's all about the emotions you feel from the thing that you're doing. And with that being like, the intention isn't to just get shit done. That's not the intention. The intention is to, yeah, you want completion, but the intention is to enjoy the process. The intention is to do the things that feel good, right? Not to work through it and make it feel like it's a chore, because then nobody benefits from it, right? Because you show up, how whatever task you're doing, when you're showing up with that part of yourself, everyone feels it, right? They know you're not in it for... You're like, oh man, yeah, hey, he's stressed again. Oh, well, here we go. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I'm willing to bet that you are a lot like me in some ways, where you overextend yourself and maybe spread yourself too thin, promising and trying to do too many things at once. And as a result, some things get left out, or the things you're doing don't get done to your own satisfaction. Meaning you don't put your best foot forward because there's too many pokers in the fire. And as a result, I don't even know if that analogy makes sense, but you want to give conscious time and energy to the things that matter to you. Any creative endeavor that you take on is because there is a result you want to get. And if you knew the process was going to suck and it would be like pulling a boulder uphill, you wouldn't do it in the first place, right? So let's let go of that chain and let's let go of the weight and start focusing on enjoying the process. And part of enjoying that process, as I learned, is just giving yourself enough time and being realistic with the time it's going to take to do certain tasks. There is a quote that says that, you know, people underestimate what they can do. I'm going to be butchering this thing, but something along the lines of, they overestimate what they can do in a year, underestimate what they can do in like a decade or something along those lines. It may even be like a shorter time frame. But the point of that quote is that we think we can do so much more. And as a result of trying to do so much more, we get less done. But when you look at the larger picture, when you put your time horizon 5-10 years out, now all of a sudden, everything that you could be accomplished, you can accomplish so much more, because when you're focusing on one task and you're getting the important things done, those results compound. Now you're able to do more. So I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I hope you learned from my lesson, and that it just gets you to start to prioritize life, to prioritize the feelings that you get from the task you're doing, that it helps you prioritize in setting intentions for what it is you want out of your day. Because it's not just about doing. It's about being, it's about feeling, right? Everything we do it because we want to feel an emotion. We do it because we think it's going to give us something. So focus on that and just make enjoying the process part of the process. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please hit that subscribe button. Share this with 5 people. Hit that like button. If you have any questions, throw them in the comment section. And thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this. I hope that it just helps you kind of rearrange and let go some of that unnecessary stress in your life. Because remember, you only get one life. Live fully, live passionately, and most of all, live now. God bless, and I will see you again soon.